The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Y'all better wake up, man. I hope y'all got me on in y'all trucks and y'all cars, man, and y'all luxury SUVs and y'all Mercedes and your hoopty. Whatever you in, man, I hope you turned that up. I know y'all like that Bruno Mars, man. I had to turn up for y'all a little bit because I failed y'all this morning and I couldn't put the show on this morning for y'all, so I felt kind of bad. So I definitely want to pray a little Bruno Mars for y'all. Man, I'm pumped up and excited, man. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to tell somebody. Call somebody up, text them, tell them that dude, Nate McCray, is on the grind right now, and he get ready to say some crazy stuff, all right? He get ready to say some crazy stuff. I promise you, look, I promise you that something that's being said in just a moment, get ready to bridge some serious gaps, all right? Call somebody up right now.
Wow.
Can you take me to Broadway next?
You know how to get there, right?
Oh, yes.
You sure on that?
I go through 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
And then on 34th Street.
You know where we're going, right? Where we going?
I'm going to go to that thing.
Can you turn on the radio, man?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just turn on the radio, man?
Oh, yeah.
50.8, man.
Man, I'm turned up, man. I know y'all were jamming, bopping. Man, who don't like a little Maxwell? Man, let me tell y'all something. Man, I may just do my show every day at 5 o'clock so y'all can drive home and turn me up and bounce a little bit in y'all trucks, in y'all cars. Don't bounce too hard, though. You may run out of gas. Hey, look, man. Look, we're going to talk about something today, and I know for a fact, man, that a lot of people go through it. But I want to go ahead and try to bridge the gap on it, man. But this is what I want to do. I want to give you guys the opportunity because I believe that this topic, man, is so very, I don't want to say it's controversial. Not, I just think it's identified by a lot of people. So I want you guys to text me, man, at 678-744-6188. I'm going to say that again, 678-744-6188. All right, I want you guys to text me, because at any point in time, when you think you have a comment or something that you want to say about what I'm saying, guys, I want you to text me. I'm going to open this thing up for you guys to say what you want to say on this, because that's just how powerful, you know, I think, you know, this gap bridger that we have here today is, man. So I know you guys can identify with it, but some of you saw the verbiage. And when I said, you know, when I posted it on Instagram and Facebook, man, I just said, breathe, breathe, because it's all about the atmosphere, man, the atmosphere that you're in. The atmosphere is, man, is so super important. But a lot of times, man, we let people control our atmosphere. And every situation, man, is one of two things that need to change. Let me put it this way. In every negative situation, one of two things need to change, either you or it. Now, if you're a person and you're out there today, man, and you're telling me that you never go through any negativity, nobody you know in your circle goes through any negativity, and you figured it out, man, you can hang up. You can hang up. You have no issues in your life from other people. I know you may not create the issues, but, you know, just some issues that are around you, because this show is all about bridging gap. It is bridging gaps. It is the realest show ever, man. Unscripted conversation, you know, and here's the great thing I love about it. It's my show. I can say what I want to say. If you don't like it, man, you can hang up. I love you guys, but you know what? We all have our own opinions on everything, but I'm going to open up these lines, man, for y'all to say what y'all want to say the way y'all want to say it, but y'all can't be cursing, all right? We can't curse, and we can't call people's names and stuff like that, because this show is tasteful. It's called The Grind, maybe a little grungy. You know, we bridge gaps. We talk about things that other people don't talk about. But at the end of the day, man, we professionals, we're gentlemen, we're ladies, we're tasteful at what we do, right? So in every situation, one of two things, in every negative situation, one of two things need to change, you or it. So we talk about atmosphere. You know, removing yourself from the atmosphere may not always be as convenient as changing the atmosphere, because we talk about that all the time, changing the atmosphere. We talk about walking in the room and shifting the atmosphere. We talk about, you know, being a thermostat, you know, the actual thermostat and not the person that checks the temperature. But when you walk in the room, things should actually change. The atmosphere should shift. Sometimes you have to create the atmosphere. Sometimes there's just an atmosphere of negativity that's there, right? So, but here's the thing. Why did I say breathe? Because we're talking about the negative situations in life. If you're having positive situations in your life, guys, there's no need to bridge those gaps. Those are great. But the negative things that happens in absolutely everybody's life, I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how silent, how shy you are. Man, crazy stuff happens in everybody's life. So let's do it like this. The objective is to be able to breathe while you're in it, right? The objective is to be able to breathe while you're in it until you can breathe without it, right? So there are some things that happen, and they're negative, and there's situations that we may not be able to get out of at that moment. So how do we breathe while we're in that situation, in that negative situation, man? Our ability to breathe on our own is the essence of living life. If you can't breathe on your own, if you're not living the dream and living the life that you want to live, that means you're not breathing on your own, right? That means that you're in a situation that's so negative, that's setting you back so far, man, that you can't even breathe. So how do you get there? How do you get to the point to where you're not living life until we're living, you know, until we're just dying, right? We're just living somebody's life until we're dying. So we know that we're not living living life until we're living the life that we want, right? So how do we get there? There's one magical phrase I want to get you guys. And for all of you that aren't driving, you know, I want you to write this down. For those of you that are driving, you know, go back and listen to the replay, because this is a magical phrase, guys. And this is the phrase that actually got me through some very, very tough times. And guess what? It's still to this very day, to this very moment, getting me through tough times. And I call it my magical phrase. All right. That either keeps me calm or calms me down, because, you know, everybody gets a little upset. Everybody gets a little riled up by things that happen, things that people say, the way people treat you, the whole nine. You know, you get a little riled up no matter who you are. But here's the magical phrase. Here it is. Everything happens for a reason, and it's all happening for me and not to me. Everything happens for a reason, and it's all happening for me and not to me. Now, I want you guys to know something about this phrase. It's an action statement, meaning there has to be some change, right? There has to be some action that you put forward, right? Some physical action, something that you do that changes the situation that you're in. You can't just keep saying this and think that everything's going to be okay, right? You have to put forth some physical action. Everything happens for a reason, and it's all happening for me and not to me, right? So there are those of you out there that have dreams or visions that just seem like illusions right now. You know what I'm talking about. You know, they seem like illusions because there's something or someone that's cutting off your flow of fresh air, right? It's cutting off, you can't, man, you're breathing like a puppy. It's funny, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I started saying, man, you ever got so mad to where you just start breathing like a puppy real fast and real shallow, your heart start beating fast, you just mad, right? It's got you so mad, man, and you're being stifled, you're being choked out, you're being minimized, call it what you like, but when this is happening, it's almost impossible to see clearly the thing that you want to see. I didn't say the thing that the situation or that person wants you to see. I say the thing that you want to see. Instead, you see the thing that you're made to see, right? So, you know, this is a very controversial topic because I can promise you everybody out there right now, you know, the more I go in this, people are going to be like, man, he's talking about me. Yeah, I know. He's talking. And you know what? I'm talking about everybody. All right. Don't do yourself like that and think that this show is just about you. It's about everybody. See, you blow yourself the kiss of death when you start going through life and thinking everything's about you. It's not about you. There's more in life than just you. Right. Yeah. You want to be successful. You want to make it to the top. You want to be comfortable. You want to do a lot of things in life. But there are other people out there, guess what, that are going to have to be in the mix, be in your circle to help you get there. You just got to find the right people. But until you find the right people, find the right circle, you may have yourself in a situation right now, man, that you just can't. You don't think that you can get out of. You just don't feel like you can get out of. So I want to be a little controversial, you know, today, because controversy is the very thing that holds a person captive. It holds every last one of us captive. And sometimes you need to steel, you know, you need some steel to bend steel, right? You know, iron sharpens iron. Sometimes you need a little controversy, a little strife, man, to get out of what you're in. But because we're not trying to capture this thing today, guys, we're trying to actually break it, because we're going to talk about, you know, some tough stuff, you know, on the show, because we're not at that point in our lives where we're just trying to capture something and contain it. Man, we're trying to break through some stuff. Some of you are on the brink, man, of doing some great things, right? Some of you are doing some great things, and you're trying to still appease some people or in some situations that you need to be out of, but you don't quite know how to get out of them. Yeah, you could throw caution to the wind. You could 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and jump out of it, you know, but where are you going to go? What I'm talking about this evening, guys, on your drive home from work, what I'm talking about is being able to breathe while you're actually in a situation, so until you can actually do better. Because there are those moments when you can't do better at that time. And everybody will tell you, man, look, just get out of it. Everybody will tell you, just bounce. And everybody will tell you, man, just do this, do that. You know, opinions are like, as they say, opinions are like a-holes. Everybody has one, right? Everybody has an opinion. But when you look in the mirror, what's the reflection that you see? It's you. You are the only reflection that you see. And there's nobody else behind you saying, I'm going to help you out of this. I'm going to do this. Man, you have to be able to throw your own lifeline. You have to go get it first. You got to throw your lifeline out there. Then you got to get inside of it. And then you got to pull yourself in. You got to pull yourself up on the boat. You got to get in. You got to dry yourself off. And you got to calm yourself down and say, cool, I just saved myself. Because you're not looking for anybody else to do it. So what are you talking about, Nate? What are you talking about? Well, guys, if you're going through anything right now and you all that you can do, we all know the scripture in the Bible says when you've done all you can do, just stand. I don't even know if that's the scripture in the Bible. Maybe that's just a saying. Some of you Bible scholars, shoot me the scripture, you know, at 678-744-618. Shoot me that scripture if it's a scripture. When you've done all you can do, just stand. I know it's a song. A lot of people made a song about it. But when you've done all you can do, then what do? You just stand. But it's more than just standing. How you stand makes all the difference in the world, right? You could stand there and allow yourself to get beat the heck up, right? You can just stand there and allow yourself to get beat up left and right. But if you find yourself in a negative situation, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing you got to do is say that magic phrase. Everything happens for a reason, and it's all happening for me and not to me. And at that point, you just created an atmosphere that you can survive in. Now, understand very, very, very clearly, that I'm not telling you to be a punk. I'm not telling you to be weak and stand for anything and fall for everything and just let people run over you. I'm telling you to be strong and outthink the unthinkable, because you can dwell on the unthinkable, the things that happen to you, and you can accentuate the problem. You can identify the problem all day long and continue to identify the problem. But until you just identify the problem and focus on the solution, guys, you're just going to be identifying the problem, right? So when you're in that atmosphere, and then all of a sudden within that atmosphere, you create a whole nother atmosphere. So it's like a storm. It's like the perfect storm. It's like the hurricane. It's like the tornado, whatever you want to call it. Any storm has what they call an eye. And all of you know, and some of you may not, in a storm, you're going to go through the first part. It's going to come and it's going to rip things up. And then you're going to come, it's going to be a calming. And everything, it's going to seem like the storm is over. And it's going to seem like, you know what, I'm good. Everything is good. You start picking up the pieces. And then here comes the back end of the storm, the second half, because now you're getting out of the eye. The storm is moving past you. So there was that moment of sanity, and now you've got more insanity coming. But how do you perpetuate the eye of the storm? Because that's where you want to be. So you have to create that atmosphere that you can dwell in. That atmosphere is an uncompromising atmosphere. This is when you stand your ground, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks you should do, say, think, or believe. This is when you stand your ground for what you believe is best for you, right? Now, be sold out for your convictions, because when you're sold out for your convictions, then that means you believe them, and you're going to stand your ground, and you're willing to take the consequences of anything that comes your way, right? Whatever the fallout is, you're willing to take those consequences. So you stand tall. You stand tall. When you've done all you can do, you stand and you stay there and you don't compromise, right? So you're in a situation. And that situation can be a multitude of things. It could be a terrible boss at work. It could be a friend that just won't do the right thing and keeps including you in their nonsense and their drama. It could be you're in an abusive marriage, verbally or physically. You know, if you're in a physically or verbal marriage and you're trying to get your relationship in general, guys, you know, I'm going to tell you those are some of the exceptions where you just do the 5-4-3-2-1 and you get the heck up out of there, because you can do bad all by yourself, right? So you never want to let somebody tear you down on that level, use you, abuse you, or just compromise you for their own well-being, for their own good, right? So don't be the person that gets used, and definitely don't be the person that does the using, right? But when you're in a situation and there's negative things around you, and you found yourself where you can't get out of it right at that moment, and if you roll out of the situation right then, more than you is going to be affected. So you know the situations I'm talking about. Some of you are in them right now. And so you have to find out, you know, until you can do better, what can I do while I'm in it? What, how can I create the eye of this storm, right? So pretty much you're going to be in the atmosphere, but not of the atmosphere, right? You're not the atmosphere, but you're going to be in that atmosphere while you're creating your own atmosphere. But only if you have to, right? Only if you have to be there. Remember, what do you want to have until we can, what do you want to have until you can actually do better, right? You do what you have to do until you can actually do what you want to do, right? So your actions determine how long you're actually in this situation, or better yet, your actions determine how long you have to settle. Because let's just face it, that's what it is. You're settling for where you are at the moment because you can't quite do a little better right now. So you're trying to figure out, how am I going to create this nucleus? How am I going to create the eye of the storm, my own atmosphere, to where I can get some peace? You know, guys, I woke up this morning with a thought on my mind. And, you know, I thought about social media. I thought about communications. I thought about, you know, just in general, man. And the thought that was on my mind this morning, I mean, real talk, bright and early when I woke up was that broken is a state of mind that keeps you broke mentally and physically. Broken is a state of mind that keeps you broke mentally and physically. See, broke is not just, you know, how many zeros, you know, you have after a number other than one in your bank account, right? It's about how many, it's not about, you know, how much money you have. You know, being broke is just as much as mental as it is physical, more mental, because you can now I can tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, there are some people that are broken mentally, right? There's some people that are broken mentally, but they're still prospering physically from what you can see, right? Because the vast majority of the world is broken. So if you find a way to constantly be broken, then you can identify with other broken people and be broken for the rest of your life. But where's the merit in that? Where's the productivity in that? Where's the I'm moving forward in that? Where's the I'm going to help the world? Because, you know, like attracts like, and you produce after your own kind. So if you're broken and you're trying to create and identify with all kinds of other broken people, and you don't have a plan to help them get unbroken, then you're just creating a world full of broken people, right? A world full of broken people. So broken is a state of mind that keeps you broken mentally and physically. If you keep playing around with broken things or broken people, you will always be broke mentally, right? And only you can change that. It's just up to you. A person's perception is their actual reality. And you can only control that, really, what you do or how you feel about something 100% for you. So when you're in this atmosphere and this atmosphere is not conducive for you, you have to control your controls. This is not the moment for you to try to continually change people. You can't change a person. A person has to want to change on their own, right? A person has to want to do better. And guess what? There are a lot of people in the world that don't know that they're even doing bad. They think that they're doing just fine and everybody else around them is screwed up. And that's real talk. They do. So who is it? You know, who are you to judge them? I most certainly, man, I'm not the person that I used to be. People look at me and they're like, you know, you look young. Guys, don't let the look fool you. You know, I'm close to 50 years old. And I can tell you there's a lot of wisdom between these ears. Been through a lot. You know, guys, went right out of high school into military, went to war, you know, went in leadership early in life, you know, been a leader the vast majority of my life. So it's second nature for me. So I've been through a lot, learned a lot, learned how to fail, learned how to succeed. And success, guys, is what you deem it to be and is what makes you comfortable. It's the air that you breathe that actually allows you to live your life. Your life that you want to live is not for you to dummy down, but the life that you want to live is for you to determine. not for you to say, you know what, I'm cool where I am because you don't feel you can do any better. So what's the atmosphere that you're creating? The atmosphere that you're creating right now, if you're in a negative situation, and negative situations don't always mean that there's some other people negative in your life that are holding you down. You could be the very person that's holding you down, and that's negative. So when you're looking in the mirror and you start running down the laundry list of things that are messed up with you, when you start running down, and I challenge you guys, get a dry erase marker and write it on your mirror. You know, write a list of the things that you want to fix and the things that you like about yourself. And that way it's a visual representation of where you are and where you want to go, right? It gives you something to build on, and it tells you what you need to work on. Right. So when you're looking in the mirror and you find out that these are the things that I want to work on, that I know that I have issues with, then you're the only person looking in that mirror. Then you're the only person that can fix it. Right. So when your atmosphere is screwed up, it's not always about another person. But let me tell you guys a golden rule that I've learned. A person's reality, their perception is their reality. And how they perceive things to be, whether they think it's right or wrong, whether they let you know that they know it's right or wrong, guys, it's still their reality. You will affect far more change if you just fix you. Concentrate on fixing you and stop getting hung up on people. Don't get hung up on people that you feel you want in your circle, you want in your life. And you're going to compromise yourself, or you're going to do whatever it takes to keep that person in your life because you like the situation that you're in. And let me tell you something. You don't know what God has for you until you get out of the situation that he's telling you to get out of. You were never led to be in that situation, or you've already outgrown that situation and you're still in it. And God is standing there with something in the other hand, just sitting there waiting. Think of it like this. There's a certain thing I keep hearing people talk about, the ether, all the time. You know, it's the ether. Even books talk about, you know, the ether. Think and Grow Rich talks about the ether. And think about the ether as that holding place. The holding place that has everything that you want, everything that you dream about, everything that you visualize, everything that you think is an illusion, the ether has it there and it's holding it there. And it doesn't start coming to you until you start going to it. So it's a mutual relationship. As you start moving toward it, it starts moving toward you. You've heard the saying, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. But here's the back part of that. As a man thinketh, so is he. Slow feet, don't eat, start moving. Can't stand there. There is no magical money store that's going to drop money on, you know, in your living room. There is no magical money store that's going to put money in your account. There is no magical being that you can put in your pocket and go down there and get a Mercedes with a 400 credit score. You know, there is no magical coin that you can flip and get ahead. And they say, you know what, I'm going to go down and I'm gonna buy this house that I know full well I can't afford. There's no magic. It's just work. And the sooner we realize that slow feet don't eat and that the ether has what we need, just waiting to be released, waiting to start moving towards us. As soon as we realize that, guys, as soon as we can get where we've always longed to be. Guys, we always talk about the start. The start is where it is. You got to start. You got to get started. If you don't get started, then nothing else happens until you get started. And the start is the hardest part. So that first step forward to move out of a situation is that you have to create an atmosphere in that situation by which you can start sucking in fresh air again. Until you do that, your vision is blurred. You can't even think about taking a step because you haven't said the magical saying, because you haven't owned the situation that you're in. And by the way, even though you didn't create the situation, you still have to own your part in that situation. You have to own it. And you, nothing's going to change until you own it, right? So the magical saying, guys, that and nothing's going to happen until you say that, is that everything happens for a reason and it's all happening for me and not to me. Let me tell you when I realized, when I adopted that as my magical saying, and this show is, you know, it's all about being transparent, because I want you guys to be able to bridge some gaps today, you know, with what I'm saying. When I realized that this phrase was magical was when I lost my job and I didn't know what I was going to do. Provided for my family for 25 plus years. Never. We always moved forward and not backwards. Never really ever stood still. You know, there were some rough patches, but we always were able to get through them. I lost my job and I realized, before I realized that this phrase was magical, I was focusing on the problem. And I was blaming everybody else. You know, last week's show was all about it's not my fault. Well, I'm telling you guys, I don't speak, you know, in the wind, guys. I speak from practical application. You know, guys, it's not my fault. I was Mr. It's not my fault, you know, that this or that happened. You know, it's not my fault. It's the magical escape phrase. It's the Houdini of phrases. It's not my fault. But until I started to realize that, you know what? It is my fault. If I walk out of this house and slip on a rock and scrape my knee up, it's my fault. If I jack up my credit, it's my fault. If I run into somebody on the highway, it's my fault. If they run into me on the highway, it's my fault. If somebody runs into me, bumps into me, and knocks, spills coffee in my lap, it's my fault. See, successful people own everything because they know if they don't own it, they can't change it. You got to own it to change it. Even when it's not yours, you got to own it. See, when you own it is when you start being able to affect change. And now you realize that, you know what? There aren't as many things happening to me as they used to. Because things happen to you because the controversy wants to create just that in your life. Controversy, strife. It wants to create the envy. It wants to create the hate. It wants to create all the negative emotions that it can in you because it understands that it is truly affecting you. When it no longer affects you, guys, here's the nugget. When it no longer affects you and it's apparent, it just stops coming. The frequency is like few and far between. Every now and then it's going to rear its ugly head and try and throw you off track. But you're not going to get those constant barrages because guess what? I'm owning it now. I got you. I see you. I see the arrow coming. I got you. Yeah. I see you putting the bullet in the guns. I see it. My bad. I should have never told you that. My bad. I should have never gave you that false sense of reality. My bad. I should have never told you what I told you. I should have never gave you the bullets for that gun. My bad. My fault. I should have never invited you over my house. You know what? My bad. I should have never let you drive my car. My bad. I should have never confided in you. I should have never really thought that we were more of a friend than we really were. My bad. You take all of that onto yourself, and when you take it, now you can affect change. And guess what? After a while, now you're moving forward. And now you're affecting some change by actually working on the things that you know you want to do, because now you can breathe. Now you're not being stifled. You're not being choked out anymore because you're carrying around the weight of what somebody else is putting on you or whatever another situation is putting on you. Now you can breathe. And so now you can start to build what you know you want to build and what's productive and what's causing you to move into your realm of success. I'm not talking about dumbing yourself down. I'm talking about increasing your faith. I'm talking about increasing your level of belief. I'm talking about pulling yourself up and setting yourself so high on the bar that you know what, it's hard for even you to reach it. I'm talking about setting goals that are so crazy that you think you're crazy for setting them. That's what I'm talking about. None of this is ever about dumbing yourself down, right? So it's about creating the atmosphere, focusing on the solution and not the problem, owning everything that happens in your life, because you can't change it until you own it. Shift the atmosphere until you can shift out of the situation that you're in. And once you see the opening, just like a running back, you run through the hole and you see nothing but open space and you just keep running. And guess what? Keep looking and keep moving forward. Even when you're being called from behind, because you will, don't look back and don't slow down. That's how they get caught in the movies, guys. That's how they get caught in the movies. They start to look back, and when they look back, you automatically have to slow down. And then next thing you know, you get caught. There's nobody calling me from behind that I care to listen to. There's nobody saying anything from behind me, because if I've moved past you, the only productive thing that you can do is catch up with me. And there's nothing you can say that's going to make me feel bad about where you are. Slow feet don't eat. So guys, if you're listening to this show this evening, you know, you're driving home from work, you know, I hope some of this is permeating, you know, in you guys, and you can go home now and you can actually affect some change in the situation that you're in. No matter what the situation is, it starts with the attitude that you have, with the atmosphere that you create. Once you start to create that atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now that you become unstoppable. You become unwaverable. You become Mr. and Mrs. Committed and Consistent. And there's nothing that anybody can do, say, or affect you to change you. It's how it works. You wonder, people say, how are you able to do this? I became unstoppable. The only way I knew I was going to get home when I was over in the Middle East was by me basically saying, you know what, I'm going home. I believe that I'm going home. Was it hard for me to pull the trigger? Absolutely. But guess what? It was either you or me. It was them or me. And I can promise you, I said, it's not going to be me. I committed, I resolved, and I said, you know what, I'm going home. So guys, you know, on this drive home from work, you know, guys, I hope you had an amazing day, you know, today. And I hope this was a pleasant closeout to your day. I hope it was an eye opener for your day. I hope that it was able to bridge some gaps. You know, guys, I hope that you're able to share this with somebody and help them bridge a gap, because that's what this thing is all about. This is how you carry somebody. You know, you allow people to climb the ladder with you by being a light, guys, not by constantly backing down the ladder and continually turning lights on. Guys, turn the light on and keep moving. It's somebody else's responsibility to continue to behind you to turn the light on, guys. So keep moving forward, guys, thinking about who's behind you. Don't look back. Keep moving, because, guys, there's absolutely nothing worth seeing behind you. Guys, that's my time. I thank you guys for chiming in with me here today on The Grind. It's been an absolute pleasure. Tell somebody about The Grind. It typically happens every Tuesday and Thursdays at 8 a.m. in the morning. But who knows? We may do some 5 p.m. shows for the drive home, you know, here down the road. But nonetheless, we're able to bridge some gaps. Call somebody up and tell them, create the atmosphere that you want to have and live inside of that atmosphere until you can do better, guys. And tell them, you know what? Yes, you can. God bless you guys. Yeah.
I heard you say,
you said yes, you can.
Yeah.
I
if I can do it now. Oh my, with the Lord on your side, you can do anything. He said, I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy.
Show me the great things, keep on. just do.